You're okay.
So I think they'll show up on your screen. They'll
just be sound. I don't know. I don't use it. I'm either on your phone or not. I use this much of my phone. I signed up for the lessons when I bought my MacBook Pro 4 years ago. Still haven't done it. There's so many things I can do that I'm not aware of.
I don't
know if
it should anyway.
I don't even
want to tie all of those,
but it's the next thing we're going to do.
It's 7:02. Okay, folks. Meeting's in order. Please stand for Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I'd like to welcome everyone to the March 5th council meeting, Chester Heights Borough. We'll start off with a roll call. Present tonight, we have Mayor Stacy Smith, councilpersons Philip Locke, Gina Marie Ellis, Teresa Gustinelli, myself, Steve Cocosa, and Susan Clark.
Absent.
Absent is Jordan Goldberg. At this time, we would ask any public, also in attendance, Solicitor Jerry Montella and Borough Engineer Matt Hootman. At this time, it's an opportunity for the public to address council. We ask that you state your name and address for the record, please. Anyone in the first row? Second row?
Yeah, Don Garahan.
Yes, sir.
240 Llewellyn Road, and I'm just following up on the bamboo and nuisance ordinance. And see if there's any if that's changed status or anything that's happened regarding that.
We actually haven't gotten back into that yet. There's four of us that are new, and we've been trying to speed up our learning curve here in the last 2 months, but that is definitely in our sights in the very very near future.
Okay.
We haven't forgot about that.
Okay, appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody in the third row? Okay, moving forward. Next up on the agenda is the approval of the meeting minutes for the February 5th regular council meeting and also the minutes from the February 26th work session.
I have a question. Maybe I remember this incorrectly, but on the meeting minutes for the 26th, I'm on page 7. It was under the Communications Public Relations Committee. It says it's in response to the question of copyright infringement, the photo that was used on Facebook from 24/7 Sports falls under the fair use policy. But then in the work session minutes, at the bottom of page 3, it says, I had questions concerning the photo on the borough Facebook page. Is that backwards? I mean, I thought I asked that question, and then Gina Marie came back. Something doesn't seem right timing-wise here.
I don't remember your question on February 5th, February 26th. I think that may have belonged on February 5th. I don't remember that question. I read that as well and didn't recall having that conversation last week.
Your question would happen, if I may, Council. I believe, Susan, you asked that question in January.
Okay, so what happened here is that Sue did not remove it from the work session meeting minutes. Sue, did you hear that? On page 3, at the bottom of page 3, the old business, there was no old business discussed.
And is that the February 26th or the 5th?
The 26th.
Okay.
And then my only other comment is in several places names are spelled incorrectly.
Okay. No report.
What's
under
that?
No report?
No report under old business for February 26th. And then if we could get Matt Hootman's name spelled correctly, I think Steve Picoza's name was spelled incorrectly, and Mary Kay Barron's name was spelled incorrectly. We could get those fixed.
And Mr. President, I have one edit.
Yes.
So on the February 26th minutes, under the fire department funding, it should be that myself, Mr. Picoza, and President Baum met with Mr. Iannucci and Mr. Ward. I'm not, was it? I don't know if there was anybody.
So there were five.
Correct. So
Philip, Drew, Steve, Larry, Sam.
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so those minutes will be revised. Any comments or concerns on the minutes for the regular council meeting on March 5th?
February
5th, I'm sorry.
I did have one other. On page 8, it says the beer development was approved in 2017. I believe what I said is it received final approval in 2017. It's a little bit different, so you just make that minor change.
Any other revisions to the minutes of the February 5th regular council meeting? No one?
No.
Okay. Moving forward, the Secretary Treasurer's report.
So we have to approve them.
Well, they have to be revised, don't they?
We can approve with the revisions, or we can wait.
How about we wait to have them revised? Is that easier? Okay, we'll wait to have them revised before they're approved. Sue, moving forward, Secretary Treasurer's report.
Oh, Mr. President, I understand the Secretary is requesting a motion to authorize the Secretary to advertise in the Delaware County Daily Times for a part-time assistant to the Secretary. I request such motion, please.
Is there a motion to advertise for an assistant to the... So moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Any comments or concerns? Discussion? With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion is approved.
Is there I know we talked about job description. Is there one that can be provided to council for that?
Yes. Okay. We'll amend the description we had at the work session,
right,
with those couple changes that we had had recommended. Okay, moving forward, receipts for February 2018 total $51,643.75. Is there any discussion or comments on those? Okay, with no discussion, I'll ask for a motion to approve the receipts for February 2018.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Gina seconds. The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed say nay. The motion is approved. In the same report, total expenditures for 2018 of February total $48,713.05. Are there any comments on those?
I do have a comment.
Okay.
So under the fire protection fund expenditures at $15,000.
Yes.
That actually is going to be brought up for approval tonight.
Correct.
So we're a little backwards in kind of approving the expenditures before we approve that expense.
Okay.
But just wanted to bring that forward.
You want to hold off on this until you present?
I think that would be more appropriate.
Okay, that's fine.
To do that.
All right.
You said 15,000?
Correct. That's what we're asking.
Oh, down here at the very bottom.
Yeah, for approval tonight for second quarter.
So
if we could just postpone.
We can move that to your finance subcommittee report, and then we can.
Okay,
perfect. Okay, moving forward, correspondence.
In the mail, we received the Delaware County Planning Department annual report. It'll be available here if anybody wants to take a look at it. Nice pie charts and stuff, all the things that they've done, and some action plans moving forward. And then in addition to boroughs.org, there also is the PA Municipal Administration Training Center sending us a flyer on more training available to municipal officials. And that's the only mail we got.
Any comments or concerns? Okay, moving forward, inspectors' reports. Building inspector, Rich.
During the month, just normal building inspections. Some new small applications coming in. Other than that, nothing significant to report at this time. I want to jump down to zoning real quick, because that's the last one that I would talk on and then I can pass on. Two issues. Sue brought to my attention that we have some complaints again regarding the exercise place that is in the on Baltimore Pike next to the Highland Reserve. Person there is complaining of the noise, says that the wind is in the house shake. I think Susan and I looked at this for several months. As I told you earlier today, there's not a whole lot I can do unless I camp there, okay? They can bring their own complaint for disturbing the peace to the district justice.
Okay.
Okay? And the other one had to do with that I talked to you about this morning, the tires down at Llewellyn Road on the property where we tore the house down. I think that was discussed. I don't know if Jerry had talked to Pete or not about it. The issue is getting somebody to barricade the property, and the other one is getting rid of the tires. Okay. So there's not really something that I can do on enforcement, because how do I know who don't?
Yeah, you know? Okay.
So that's something that the...
Matt, is that something you could estimate a price on, that removal and maybe a couple steel posts and a chain across the...
Yes.
Okay.
But isn't that private property? I mean, don't we need to contact the property owner before the borough takes action? I mean...
Yes, so I just want to reach out to Pete, and that hasn't happened yet. But I'll get a hold of Pete, and we'll have a discussion about... the property owner. I know he's been, at least before I left here, he was involved with him. So maybe a number that's good, and can reach out to him and get some kind of answer from the property owner as to where he is, what he might be able to do or not do.
And I think all the borough should do is let him know what's going on. He has to take the action as far as doing whatever he needs to do to protect,
if it poses a health and safety risk, or certain things the borough has an ability to do. So let me reach out to Pete and go from there, and then I'll let Matt and Rich know where we are. If that's okay.
I'm guessing worst case scenario is that we take care of it and then put a lien on the property for when the property eventually sells.
Well, my understanding is there already is a lien for removal, the knocking down,
right,
demolishing it. So maybe, let me talk to Pete. Maybe he has an idea. He may have had some discussion with this gentleman.
And may I ask, what is the health hazard, I mean, that a tire would pose?
Mosquitoes could be burnt. I mean, it could be, you know, set on fire.
The big issue, and probably faster and cheaper than a chain and steel posts, is just to get an old telephone pole from somebody across the entrance so that they can't back in and keep dumping.
Okay.
You know, that's probably the best thing that we can do. You still need to contact the property owner, because you don't want to leave it in the right of way.
Right.
You know, just outside of the right of way.
We don't want to have a trespassing issue.
Yeah.
I mean, let's see if I can work on it and maybe get a resolution for the problem.
Rich, question about Evolution Fitness. Has anyone talked to the owner?
Yes.
Okay, and what does she say?
Before, well, not that owner. I talked to the owner of the property.
Okay. I asked because I'm personal friends with the owner, so I might be able to have a conversation with her about what the
let me give you
noise
the
ordinances
dialogue
are.
That went back and forth between myself and Chris Meinhardt, okay? He went in and talked to her about it, as far as keeping the door closed, not blasting the music, okay? And you may be able to reach out. His response back to me was that she had gotten a whole lot of nasty emails from the adjoining property owner. She had tried to respond to her saying, we're not doing anything wrong, the doors are closed, we'll make sure they're closed. So it really comes down to how loud the music is. I guess they start, like most of the fitness places, 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. People go in, okay? So obviously they hear something. The really surprising thing is we've got 10 or 12 houses that back up, okay, to that property. Nobody else has complained.
Okay.
All right? So it would be great if you could reach out, because I asked Chris, give me the emails so that I have a copy of them. Just have them send them through to me, okay? And that was last summer. So this has been calm until just in the last 2 or 3 weeks, okay?
She's like a lot of tires and stuff where they flip tires and they do stuff that would make noise. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's more someone is very sensitive to sound.
I think there's a little bit of a feud going on there, which normally happens. Okay.
Our ordinance does not have a specific decibel level associated with it.
I don't know without going back and reading it, but it's really tough to win sound cases in court. I have a decimal meter. Okay. To use it in court, especially if there's an opposing attorney, that has to be calibrated, okay? And you basically have to go out and hire a professional to do the sound testing. And I can take you back 15, 18 years. I had one at Glen Eagle Square with the townhouses behind there when Glen Eagle was built on 202. And they were complaining about the noise. Well, I tested the Glen Eagle side, the air conditioners and all that. Then I went through the pine trees to the townhouse side, and they were like 30 decibels higher. Well, all of their units were on. Not enforcing. So these are real tough issues. And once again, they can file a complaint in the district court, same as we do.
All right, Rich, anything else, Tony?
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward, Fire Marshal, Mike Sioko.
There were 6 incidents last month, but mostly they were from the storms. When power goes out, it sends alarm systems crazy, and we were getting calls on that. I also want to ask counsel tonight, there's 3 books that I want to purchase, and it's roughly under $400. Each book is over $100. It's the National Fire Protection Association books, the latest on fire protection. Reading my budget and what I have is I'll need approval from council to purchase these books. And like I said, it would be when I purchase them, I get a discount, and then you just would reimburse me. So what I like to do is purchase these books,
okay,
and give you the bill.
When would you order these, Mike?
You can vote on it and just not to exceed $400.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the expenditure of not more than $400 to purchase 3 books related to the fire marshal's duties for the borough?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Teresa seconds. The floor is open for discussion. Any questions?
I just, are these shareable with the fire department?
Oh, sure. Always. More so.
Any further discussion? Okay, all those approved, say aye.
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 All those not in favor? The motion carries. Mike, anything else?
No, that was it.
Okay, thank you. Larry, Roadmaster, you have a big one for tonight, I think.
Basically, we've been swamped with a lot of PA1 calls. I've been clearing, I guess, 99% of them. I did actually have to go up into Rolling Heights to clear the one to make sure that we weren't in any conflict with Aqua when they had a pipe leaking. Luckily, it was in a manhole, so that wasn't a big issue. We've been trying to work with this past storm. We had several roads closed. I had the snow people out doing salt and plowing. We had them clearing trees. We did have some storm drains on Walnut Hill Boulevard that were clogged. We did have Scott go out and clear them. And then we had a tree come down on Walnut Hill Boulevard as well. And he subcontracted with Springfield Tree to have that done. And we've been just working with the Dollar County Emergency Operations Center to maintain continuity and trying to keep people off the roads where the wires are. But, you know, down wires and people are magnets to each other. And they feel as though they want to go underneath them and through them and all that stuff. So, you know, there's very little we can do, but we're doing we did the best we could, and we'll continue to do the best we can with this new storm coming up on Wednesday. And we sounds like we've got another one into Sunday, Monday. So,
okay. Hey, Larry, as we stand now, the only road in the borough that is still blocked is Lenai Road, I believe.
That is correct.
Okay.
There are other roads. I mean, Matson Road's still closed, but not in the borough portion.
Okay.
You know, so, I mean, and, you know, Darlington was closed, or Darlington Road was closed, but that's open but not cleared. So, yes, Lenai Road is the only road closed.
Okay.
At this point.
Larry, two questions for you. Sorry. Got you before you sat down. We discussed last time, we're kind of blowing the budget on snow. I mean, obviously, there's not much we can do about it,
yeah.
But can you, after this next snow, can you let us know how much we're over?
Yeah, I'll get with Sue, but I mean, I'm reviewing, you know, and I'm out there when, you know, he's plowing, and, you know,
obviously, we need it. It's just
obviously needed, you know, and I mean, the problem is, you know, at this past storm, we really sat right on the freezing mark.
Yeah.
You know, it was a degree or two one way or the other, and it could have really gotten bad fast. So, you know, I made a call on that one. They ended up plowing a lot of it and then putting some salt down. So, you know, unfortunately, this winter has been a horrendous small storm winter. And, you know, every invoice I've looked at has been, you know, right on cue with what we've been paying in the past years. And, you know, it's go out, do the job, salt, and they're done. So it's not like they're...
No, I mean, I think they're doing a great job.
Yeah. I mean, I, you know, knock on wood, you know, I haven't gotten, you know, any real complaints. So, you know.
Second question is, I don't know if this is playing with Matt yet or not, but I've noticed because of the weather, we're starting to get a lot of potholes.
Yes.
Is there a plan review on potholes once the snows are done? I don't know when that's...
PennDOT hasn't gotten... I mean, they did have a week there that they were doing potholes, but then they went right back into, you know...
But what about some of our roads? Because I know a couple of our roads are starting to open some potholes.
If you can let us know where they're at, I haven't, you know...
It's a big one on Madsen, but that's personal. And I don't want to just make it personal, but I think there's some other ones that... I don't know if there's going to be a review.
I mean, Matt usually does a patching program, so...
Moving forward, when we get another month or so, when the weather's over, I'll generally just ride all the roads real quick and make them for you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Larry, I have another question. Yeah. I know you're super busy, so this is kind of an extra thing, but as you're out and about and you see down trees and down wires and you know stuff is going on in the borough, you could take a picture and text me. And that way I can push it out on social media and I can make the announcements on our other ways to tell people to avoid these roads and stay off these roads. So I was monitoring social media and doing my own driving around, but it'd be super helpful, just if you can, to let me know so I can try to help you keep people off the roads by sharing that information on our channels.
Okay, I'll try my best. A lot of times,
no problem.
I'm having multiple hats on when I'm going out there, so, you know.
And if not a picture, just a summary. Darlington Road closed, Madison Road closed, Lenai Road closed, just enough that I can try to get that out, and hopefully that helps you keep people off the roads.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can you send me your number and I will do the same thing?
Sure.
Okay. Mr. President, I also want to, I guess, interject at this point that on May 2nd, I signed the declaration.
March 2nd?
Yeah. What did I say?
May.
I wish it was May. March 2nd, I signed the declaration of disaster emergency form.
Okay.
It's good for 5 days, and I think we said that expires tomorrow, Jerry.
Yes, it expires Tuesday.
In case funds are available,
okay.
Chester Heights could recoup some of the
great
money that we spent during the storm.
Great, thank you. Larry, anything else on the Roadmaster?
Not at this time.
Okay, great. Okay, moving forward, solicitor's report, Jerry.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask the council consider the adoption of a motion to renew the traffic signal maintenance contract with Higgins. It's for $680. And it's from January 1st, 2018 to December 31st, 2018.
Did that go up in cost? Or is that the same as last year?
I believe it's the same price.
Okay, is there a motion on the floor to approve the signal maintenance contract for the amount of $680?
Renewal for the year for $680.
Renewal for the year with Higgins, correct?
Correct.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Gina seconds. The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion is approved.
Thank you, Mr. President. The second item I have is an extension of time. Consider the subdivision land development application for One Smith Bridge. I believe it expires this month, and the extension would be until June 3rd, 2018. It's my understanding that council has been amenable to allow the extension. I see Mr. Smith in the audience. Perhaps you want to give the council an update?
Just a quick update. We met with the Planning Commission. We got some comments from the Planning Commission. We've subsequently received your engineer's review. My engineer is finalizing revisions. I think there's one or two items he needs to coordinate with Matt. They're fairly minor, but he wants to make sure he gets them right. We expect to be back in front of Planning Commission this month.
Okay.
I did not draft this. I actually have a conflict with SB Conrad and that project. But I would ask council to move for the adoption of an extension of time to consider the land development application for One Smith Bridge until June 3rd, 2018.
Which is 90 days, correct?
90 days.
Okay. Correct. Is there a motion to extend for a period of 90 days the application of One Smith Bridge LLC?
Can I just ask a question?
Sure.
Is there any expectation we're going to be asked this again? And the only reason I ask is knowing all the EPA and issues, we've been doing this for a while.
Well, the issue been previously
right.
has been the lack of public sewers.
Right.
DEP would not approve, they wouldn't approve anything for us. And now that we've got public sewer availability, it's truly an exemption request. It's not even full-blown planning modules, so it should be quicker. PennDOT permit is actually in process. We've actually received their first round of comments, most of them fairly minor. So we're actively pushing now to get this in this construction season, if the weather ever breaks, and try and get that facility turned around and get at least up.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, is there a motion on the floor for a 90-day extension to the application of One Smith Bridge LLC? Is there a second?
Second.
Teresa seconds. The floor is open for discussion on this motion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion is approved. Tim, anything else you would like to add?
No, I think it's just down to the engineer talking and just wrapping up the final little issues.
Are you coming to the Planning Commission on March 22nd?
That's our plan, yes.
Okay.
Well, I'll be at the Planning Commission one way or the other. To show them wherever we are at that moment, I'm going to bring them a set of plans and we're going to go over them. Because we had some concerns of theirs. Not concerns, they had some, they wanted some enhanced pedestrian access from the facility out to the intersection for pedestrian traffic from Brookfield.
Okay.
So we've added that to the plans.
Okay, thank you, Tim. Moving forward, Matt, engineer's report.
Yes, on the Chester Heights Park paving, I think I mentioned to Borough Council at the work session last week that the bids were out on the street. The bids are due March 14th, and they'll be open here in front of Sue and I at 11 o'clock. That day or the next day, I will summarize the bids and the bid tabulation and send it out to Borough Council. So it can be discussed at the, the work session towards the end of March.
Okay.
If I can just add real quick on the traffic signals, I think I reported, I gave a summary to Borough Council about anticipated cost to upgrade the traffic lights at Valley Brook and Route 1 and Stony Bank and Route 1 with Borough Council approving the contract with Higgins. I asked them to expedite on their schedule the that cost for that for that motion that was approved includes Higgins going to each traffic signal in the borough and going through a checklist of items, making sure that the traffic signal is operating as permitted. I might suggest that we wait for that to come out in 2 to 3 weeks. Thereby, if there's anything else which has gone wrong with the signals over the course of the year, we'll know that too, and maybe incorporate that into if Borough Council wishes to proceed. Bidding documents for the equipment for the upgrades of the intersections.
Great. Okay, any questions for Matt or discussion, comments? Okay, moving forward, committee reports. First up, school district education training library. Susan?
I have a few quick items for this school board. Our high school musical, Evita, will be this weekend, March 8th to the 10th. Tickets are still available, so it promises to be good. The other thing is, in the aftermath of the Stoneman Douglas, we contracted with Alden Associates. They're a security firm we used before, looking at price training and security assessments of our buildings. We'll be doing faculty and staff trainings in the next few weeks. While they're in our district, they will assess our security systems in place in each of the schools and make recommendations. And they will also, they'll allow us to bypass a lot of the sales promises and focus on research-based improvements. We've used them before in a few years ago. The other item is we have the Pennsylvania State Police and Bethel Township Police and Peace Patrols in and around our schools. We've also, we had a meeting between the Pennsylvania State Police and District Instructional Leadership Team to discuss crisis planning procedures. There is an active shooter drill scheduled over spring break where our local police force will use our high school as a training center. Hosting the event will not only provide valuable training for the police, but will also give first-hand knowledge of our building. And that will be during spring break, which is between March 24th and the 30th. The other item is we are currently researching the prospect of hiring a school resource officer, which they call SRO, and they're a sworn law enforcement officer who is responsible for providing security crime prevention services in schools. They do carry weapons. In Delta County, only Chichester and I think Southeast Delco have them. So just something we're looking into.
Do you think he'd be located at the high school or at the...
Probably the high school, because according to the superintendent, that's where, if anything is going to happen, it's probably the high school. Yeah.
Do you have a date for the liaison dinner yet?
Not yet.
In May?
It's usually May, but
okay.
I can check with Marge on that and see.
And what was the final, I didn't get to read it, for March 14th, there was something going on at the school, the nationwide thing?
Yeah, on the 14th, the students in the district have wanted to participate in what's called a walkout, but it's not going to be kind of a programmed event. The superintendent has been working with the high school leadership team and also the student body to figure out a way they can hold an apolitical event on that day to commemorate what happened on that day, think about and reflect on school violence, but not get into political issues, whether it's guns or safety or anything else. According to the superintendent, he's been very impressed by the students' willingness to plan it out, to make it apolitical, to make it non-confrontational. There'll be no media invited, no outsiders, no parents involved. Should be a school-only event, should be a small part of the day, and then right back to class.
Anything else, Mary Kay? No, also teachers will not be involved in that.
I do have a question, following up on last week's discussion, last month's discussion about the Wawa corporate. What's the status of that building at this point? Is it still
98% done?
Okay, and it's not occupied, right?
Oh, yeah, it is occupied.
Okay, so there are people working in there already?
Yeah, in all sections, except for Annex 4, which they've moved people out of that into the new while they renovate that.
So they're under what, a temporary CO?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So then typically, would the assessors be involved at this point yet or not?
No.
For a taxpayer?
But probably next month.
But they could be, right, if the building's occupied, right?
Chester County is usually there before they're Delaware done. Delaware County is usually like 90 days behind.
Okay, but in theory, if there's people working there, it should be a taxable building, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else about the library, Greg?
No, nothing
more.
Okay.
All right, Greg, thank you.
And Teresa, anything?
Nothing, thank you.
Okay, moving forward, Finance Assurance Committee, Steve.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, the Gallagher General Liability Insurance Policy is going to lapse on March 26th of 2018. The policy is a $2 million umbrella policy at a cost of $5,766. I make a motion this evening for council to vote to renew this policy, please.
Is there a motion to renew the policy? Steve just mentioned.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Gina seconds. The floor is open for discussion.
Is it the same cost as last year?
It's actually $194 higher.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what percentage is that? It's very small?
Yes.
Okay.
With Phil?
It's the one you asked.
With no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nope.
The motion is approved.
Moving on, Mr. President, I'm asking council to consider perhaps a conditional motion to purchase a CD with SunEast Federal Credit Union for $200,000. The term is a 20-month CD at a 2.23% yield. It's 2.25% if we reinvest with the credit union after the 20 months. I'm asking for conditional approval because I've reached out to the gentleman from SunEast both on Friday and today. His name is Kurt Rager, and I haven't heard back from him yet, but I'm asking him if they will consider waiving any penalty in the event that the borough needs the money during the course of that 20 months. So this was money that was invested at one point with Wawa Credit Union. It has been with Pliggett since December of 2017 at a yield of 1.19. This is a yield of 2.23. So I'm asking for council to consider investing $200,000 in this CD with SunEast Federal Credit Union, a conditional motion, please.
Jerry, can we do a conditional motion, or should we just have Steve find out all the details? Is that easier?
What does it do? What's the CD on?
It's the CD, when is it up?
Yeah.
It'll be a 20-month CD, but I believe he's going to be offering it until the beginning of April, I think is what they said.
So. Yeah, I would just, if I may, Mr. President, just advise that get the details from
Most of them are in. I wanted to talk to him about whether or not they would consider waiving the penalty in the event we needed the money sooner. I tried to get a hold of him today, and he was not available. So hopefully, by the next time we meet, we'll have more information about that.
And at that point, I would advise council to consider the adoption of that motion.
Okay. Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry. What is the Pliggett rate?
It is 1.19.
Okay, but that doesn't have a, like, that's not like a CD where we're stuck with a certain time period, right?
It's a checking account.
Yeah, it's like a checking account, yeah.
So, and that's that was one of the things that I wanted to consider was with the 20 months that they're asking us to commit to, I wanted to verify with him whether he would waive that for us before we move forward.
Right.
So. And lastly, for my committee, I just wanted to advise council that Lightsole and Accommoditas has sent the borough a representation letter informing us that the audit report that we've been waiting for is being prepared and will be furnished to us later this week for council's review. And that's all I have, Mr. President.
Okay, very good. Any questions or comments? Okay, moving forward, Finance Subcommittee, Fire Company Finance. Philip.
Yes, as briefly mentioned at our last working session, we had met with the fire company, and I'd like to make a motion to move $15,000 out of the Fire Protection Fund to the fire department to meet their second quarter financial needs.
Sure. Is there a motion to transfer the $15,000 from the Fire Protection Fund?
I'll make a motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Gina seconds. The floor is now open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion is approved.
And now I would like to go ahead and move that we accept the expense receipts from the Treasury Secretary report.
Sure. Is there a motion to accept the expenditures for February 2018 in the amount
I'm sorry, for the month of February.
Yes.
Thank you.
2018. In the amount of $48,713.05.
So moved. Yes.
Is there a second?
I second the motion.
The floor is open for discussion.
Well, the only thing is, there's expenditures of $48,713.05, but there's also liquid fuels expenditures and fire protection fund expenditures, so it's really three different amounts.
Okay, so we can have a separate motion.
Well, I think we can just.
Yeah, I'll amend the motion to accept all expenditures, the general fund expenditures, the liquid fuel expenditures, and the fire protection fund expenditures for the month of February.
Okay. Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
Can I second that?
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, Philip seconds. The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion is approved. Phil, anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. Next committee, nominating vacancy, Teresa.
Nothing, Mr. President.
Okay, moving forward, communications, public relations, Gina.
Okay, there are three things on, thank you, Mr. President. On the agenda, and there's another one that I wanted to discuss, and if it's not on the agenda and we don't want to talk about it, we can put it off another month. The first one is website hosting. Per our conversation last week in the work session, the Communications Committee is recommending that we go with the Pennsylvania State Association of Boroughs subsidized plan on a WordPress background for our website upgrade, and that will also be our email hosting. The initial cost for that is $439. Plus an additional $75 or $135 for email storage. So I'm asking to approve that, not to exceed, just to give it a buffer, $700 to go ahead and upgrade our website with PSAB on a WordPress backend.
Is that $700 per for the first year?
First year.
Okay.
Not to exceed.
Not to exceed,
it's
okay.
It's more than enough, but I just want to make sure in case we needed extra time at a dollar a minute to set it up that we had it.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the website host going to PSAB not to exceed $700 for the first year?
Website and email.
I'm sorry, website and email?
Motion. I'll make a motion.
Is there a second?
A second motion.
Steve seconds. The floor is open for discussion.
Do you have an anticipation when that would actually go live? Like
tomorrow?
I haven't had time frame discussions with PSAD because we hadn't voted, and I didn't want to make anybody any promises or ask questions about that. But generally, you know, once we get on the schedule, it's like 3 to 5 hours for the initial build out. Oh. So I expect it to be within this month. My goal is to have it within this month because we're all having major email issues. I replied to a message from Sue Timmons on Friday, and I got a response back from our email host saying, address not found. And it was a reply. I mean, you got an email, Larry got an email from 3 weeks ago today. So I'm anxious at least for the email to be moved over sooner rather than later. So this will be a project I will jump on as soon as, tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you. Any further questions, comments, discussion? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Nope.
The motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Council. The next thing on my list is recording device for audio files. In conjunction with our new website, we discussed last week at work session that I would like the approval of a $199 device. We'll buy it at Best Buy in Delaware, so there's no tax, for a upgraded MP3 recording device, which we will then use a plugin on the new website to create podcast files, so anybody who can't make these meetings can actually listen to them anytime they want on our website within 2 days of the of a meeting. So if you can't make a meeting, or you miss it, or you want to know what's going on, or you heard that there was an argument or whatever, people can listen in right there on the website and listen to a podcast. That will also make it easier for the recording secretary to record, because everything will be able to be heard. It's just an upgraded device.
Is that $199 plus tax?
We buy it in Delaware. There's no tax.
There's no tax. Okay. With that
we get it on sale. It's even better.
Is that legal, Mr. Director?
Yeah, I don't know whether it.
But we can buy it. As a nonprofit, we can buy it.
Is that collusion?
Yeah, I would just say that we're buying a device for less than $200. $210.
Not to exceed two.
Not to exceed $210.
Not okay. Is there a motion to approve the purchase? Is there a motion to approve the purchase of a new audio recording device not to exceed $210?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Phillip seconds. The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion presented, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion is approved.
Thank you. Last thing, our newsletter due date, do or die date for me with our publisher is 3/20. So I am asking for submissions for the newsletter. Those would be bios for the new people, committee reports, fire company reports, roadmaster reports, solicitor MP4, what, no?
MS4.
I'm on MP3, sorry. All of the reports to be due to either Teresa, Stacy, or myself by the 15th of this month. That is our hard deadline for Word documents, please, for submissions to the newsletter. I know Peggy is in contact with people looking for advertisers to advertise in the newsletter, so hopefully she'll get enough and it won't cost us anything but the mailing.
Okay, great. Gina, thank you. Anything else?
I do have a couple of updates just on what's happening in our committee. Since we announced the Easter egg hunt, we actually have 20 new likes on our Facebook page and more people following. This month alone, this week, we had 1,806 people reach this week. There have been 38 posts. Much of them have been weather-related, me sharing stuff from the Delaware County 911 Center and those kinds of things. My personal goal is 3 to 4 posts per week to engage the community. There's a lot more when there's major weather happening. We also created more events on Facebook, the Easter egg hunt, and then all the days that Marianne's doing tax collecting throughout the community. So those are all accessible on our website as far as, or on our Facebook page for events and dates for those. I will need a budget, so I'll need to sit down with you, Steve, about having a particular budget for boosting certain posts. We want to advertise the Easter egg hunt. We want to advertise some things that happen throughout the year. So occasionally we'll want to boost a post and pay for that. And we added 25 new people to Constant Contact. So that got increased by 50% this month, which is fantastic. And there were 3 or 4 Constant Contact emails sent out to residents. And that's it. Those are the updates.
Great. Thank you, Gina. Moving forward, highways, transportation, Jordan is not with us. Larry, I think you covered pretty much everything for that. Next committee, planning, zoning. The only thing we have in front of us, Tim Smith was here to go over the status of the Chester Heights Market project. He hopes to be into planning again this month. Moving forward, next committee, historical. Stacy?
Nothing.
Nothing? Public safety, environment. Larry, I think you kind of brought us up to speed on roadways and public safety. Public utilities, trash, recycle. Jordan Goldberg is not with us. No report there. Moving forward again, borough, property, parks, open space. Teresa?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. So at our last meeting, the motion was approved to approve a budget of not to exceed $3,500 for our Easter egg hunt. We have been working diligently, in case for those who do not know, our first ever Chester Heights Easter egg hunt. And we'll have two age groups. It's going to be on March 18th at 1 o'clock, and we will have Easter Bunny coming in on a fire truck. So we have some literature that we've already administered, and as you can see, my committee and I worked tirelessly on 1,200 and such Easter eggs over there. Plastic have been filled with candy. We still have about another 1,200 to go, Madam Mayor.
A little bit more than that, but.
So we will have 3,000-ish eggs to hide for two age groups. We are looking for all hands on deck. It's going to, three? Okay, so it's going to be 0 to 3. How cute is that? And then 4 to 6 and 7 and above. Okay, so it's probably going to last all of 22 and a half minutes. But there is a lot of preparation. So if you know anybody who would like to help, please let Stacy or myself know. And I just wanted to showcase a banner that we have. Three banners are going to be going out. This is from Country Press. They've done all of our literature. And we have flooded social media. So one will go in front of St. Thomas Church.
Across from.
Across from. One will go over at...
DeSalvo Park?
DeSalvo, on the corner. On the corner. And the third one will go right by the... Where's that going?
The park.
The park. Thank you.
Or Smith Bridge and Valley Brook.
Very nice. Okay.
So we're very excited. And then with that said,
I gotcha.
We have also, I've talked with Mr. President, according to the approval of prior minutes, Scott's lawn service. So he will be aerating and he will be mulching, I believe, this Friday.
Weather permitting.
Or, yeah. So that will be taken care of. Is there any questions?
I have a question.
Yes.
Don't we have to ratify the motion because we made it at the work session?
You can. I mean, it was a public meeting and it wasn't adjourned, but you can certainly ratify. The motion would be to adopt the motion would for council to consider the adoption of the Easter egg event and to fund the event for funds from the community day account not to exceed $3,500.
I'll make a motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Gina seconds. The floor is open for discussion. Any questions, comments, concerns? With no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed?
Can I say one more thing?
Sure, after the motion, you can say something else. any opposed? The motion is approved. Teresa, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to say that we are very fortunate to have Garnet Valley High School's cheerleaders are going to come and support us. We are going to showcase some of them. We also have a Garnet Valley High School student who is a photographer sort of person, intern, who is going to come and volunteer. We've gotten some volunteer people to help. We've gotten some things donated from the community and the community at large and some the bank, and some stores. So we're working very hard to make this a very successful event.
And the chocolate was donated.
And the chocolate was also donated, Zitner's. And the other thing that I wanted to say is that I'm also looking into having the Boy Scouts. So I may want to check with you if you have a minute after. Thank you.
They get to find all the eggs that weren't found.
So, and we have some really great kids who have been kind of volunteering. So we're really looking forward to it, and I hope that you'll all attend and you'll invite your children and your grandchildren. So I think that's all I have for tonight, Mr.
President. So, Teresa, I just want to interject two things. St. Thomas is going to advertise for us in their bulletin this upcoming weekend.
Perfect.
And I got a confirmation today from Wawa for the donation we requested from
them.
Thank
you. Great.
That's it.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, moving forward, Susan, engineering, construction, inspections.
Yes, I provided an update on February 5th, and really nothing has changed. No new homes have been sold at Brookfield, although Tim Smith did comment that there's been a lot of activity, but there's no change from February 5th, other than the test rights market, which we discussed.
Okay, great, thank you. Ordinance code review committee, Philip?
Other than the fact that, as it was brought up this evening, I will make sure that everybody gets a copy of the last round of the property maintenance ordinance suggestion and ask that we put on the next work session for discussion.
Okay, great.
I have a question about the sign enforcement and what we're doing about the signs that from Toll Brothers that are on the corner of Route 1 and Valley Brook Road. They've got like 5 signs on the corner.
Yeah.
I mean, they're advertising Lissiter, they're advertising, you know, neighborhoods that are in Newtown Square. And I'm a little extra sensitive to it in that my mom's a realtor and she always follows the real estate rules that we have for realtor signs. Also, I grew up on that corner, like that's Logtown Road. And so, and also that years ago, my dad was the sign ordinance enforcer and someone from council asked him to do that. And 3 times a month, my dad drove around with a pickup truck and picked up all the signs.
I've picked up thousands and thousands. I did not notice those coming in.
They're horrible.
Comes up almost every year. And they still insist on it.
That intersection is pretty bad, so you have to do it at night. But you can't see it during the day. So.
Do we have an ordinance, Rich, that addresses?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Only during open houses and only for 2 hours before the open house and 2 hours after the open house. That's it. It's a very strict sign ordinance.
I don't remember that in our ordinance.
Yeah.
The real estate ordinance, it's really strict.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, it might be 24 hours. Like, you might be able to put it up the day before you have an open house as a realtor, but it's one of the most strict
ones. Well, we get plastered with signs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
I know.
Okay, Philip, anything further?
Definitely.
Great, thank you. Okay, moving forward, old business? Any old business?
I just had a comment. The meeting minutes, the issue with the meeting minutes, if we don't approve them tonight, it'll take 2 months before they get posted on the website. Do you really want to wait that long, or could we approve them with the changes that we mentioned? Is this a question for you?
Sure. We can do that.
You can, Mr. President, you can certainly adopt the minutes subject to the revisions that were stated at the council meeting of March 5th.
Is there a motion to approve the meeting minutes for the February 26th work session and the February 5th regular council meeting with the inclusion of all the revisions mentioned tonight?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Philip seconds. The floor is open for discussion.
Just want to say that once we get the podcast plug in, this won't be an issue because people can just hear what was said.
Perfect. With no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion is approved. New business. Next on the agenda. Any comments, concerns for new business?
True. I wanted to bring up at some point, I guess maybe I could do it now, the office table that I'd like to order.
Okay.
I think money's already been budgeted for office supplies. It's $185. And I'm also looking at, I think we need a mailbox
the slots.
In the office here.
Yeah. That office table was in the, it was already in the expenses for this month. I mean, the check was written and signed already.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
So you already got your office table.
Okay. And,
Where do you plan to put it?
We'll have to find a place. But I think it's a necessity because, you know, there's so many of us and we just need, you know, Sue needs to be able to organize. I'm looking at one that's got 18 slots. That should be more than enough for everybody that gets mail here.
Do
so
we
do
need
I have to ask for approval to do that?
Not to exceed.
I'm expecting it to be in the area of 200.
Okay.
But I was talking to Office Basics today, and the guy that we deal with there directed me to a couple of other websites that I could look at.
Okay.
That have, you know, more product than just the catalog that I was originally looking at. So I'm going to look into it just a little bit more.
Jerry, do you recommend that we wait then until maybe Stacy finds something more definite rather than...
I mean, otherwise you can make a motion to approve not to exceed, you know, $300.
We already wrote the check, though, didn't we?
This is
for the table.
Oh, no, this is something else.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Okay. So
I would like to do that because that way we can get them both out of the way.
Okay. For what dollar amount do you think not to
exceed? Not to exceed $300, I'm sure. Would be
okay.
Enough.
Is there a motion to approve the expenditure to purchase a new mailbox for the interior of Barrow Hall here, not to exceed $300?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Steve seconds. Any discussion? The floor is open.
Wait.
With no discussion, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion is approved.
Yeah.
Any further new business? Okay, moving forward, we have another period for the public to address council. Yes.
Marta Driscoll, 458 Illini Road. Steve, on the umbrella package that you said you were giving for approval tonight, you said that the policy will lapse on 3/26. My notes indicate that the policy expired on 3/3 of 2018. Also, that wouldn't be only for the umbrella, it would be for both the property and the general liability. And I'm wondering if you were asking for approval on all, on the full package, including umbrella, or if you were just asking for the umbrella, and if just for the umbrella, what happened to the rest of the package? If was it renewed as well? And what the total cost was of the package plus the umbrella?
Sue, I believe that when Gallagher contacted us, they said that the policy was expiring on 3/26, correct?
Yes.
3/26. There's a question about whether or not it expired on 3/3.
Last year it was 3/3. Did they extend it?
I have to grab a new mail. She said, I did a soft bind on Friday with the carrier to ensure the coverage was in place.
That would be the 3/3.
And this buys us additional time.
Okay, so that explains.
And
so
then she said March 26th. So.
March 26th, all right. Thank you, Sue.
Right, so for, I guess going forward, your policies will renew on 3/3, so the motions should probably happen before that, just for future planning.
Okay. Thank
so
you
they
for
don't have
comment.
To do that. I just wanted to make a note, because I
No, thank you for your comment.
And that was for the full package, correct?
Yes.
So that's going to renew. And the difference on the whole thing was the 184, that was for everything.
194, correct.
Okay, any comments or questions from anyone in the second row? Third row? Okay, is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Motion to adjourn the meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
Philip seconds. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Beauty.
The motion is approved.
Do you ever watch?
That's why I texted you Saturday really early.
I need 103 typed up, given to everybody, and say, like, it wasn't on the agenda, so I just hit it. Nothing super pressing.
Make a motion to
March 18th, is that? I'll check. The only issue we have is that we are camping that weekend. We're typically back around noon, so it'll be maybe a little late, or we'll be stinky or something.
So
but let me check.
How about
that's the Boy Scouts. I can check also. The Cub Scouts is a different matter.
Two thoughts that I had is we really just need maybe they can help us clean up if they want.
On the same day?
Find all the lost eggs with candy in it.
Okay.
They can have the candy and the eggs.
Well, what time would that be?
Well, we're starting at 1 o'clock, so we'll probably be done by like 20 after 1.
Okay.
So, and then my other question was, any Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts need patches or
we do a fair amount of it. Like, so you're looking, do you need, so you mean just to help run the event? Let me check. We have a meeting on Thursday this week. I'll ask. And if not us, there are other troops. 260 is a lot bigger.
Greg Williams
is with Crew 1729, which is at St. Thomas. That's the venture crew that's at St. Thomas. I'm with the Boy Scouts at St. Thomas, and then there's also a Cub Scouts at St. Thomas. Craig is still also a scoutmaster for the troop, the Boy Scouts.
Do you know Joe Lipiarski?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
He's over at 260,
okay.
Which is over at St. John's.
I might reach out to him too.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they have a much bigger troop. And their people are like, our troop is mostly St. Thomas kids. With some others, like my kids are in there, even though they're going to St. Thomas. 260 tends to be going to Valley.
Okay.
You want me to reach out to Joe? No, the Scoutmaster, too. Greg Murray. Let me ask the Scoutmaster.
That'd be great. Okay. All right, so do you have my number?
I have your email. Did I send you that email?
Okay, that would
I probably have your email. If I don't, I'll figure it out.
Okay.
Well,
it's our
email, not
Yeah, let me
just give me a phone. Yeah.
Like, really not really.
Yeah.
I can't even look at it. I get a stomach ache when I go on there.
Right. Well, you got the one about the cleanup, right? Stream cleanup?
Yes.
Okay. And is that still you or not? Like, I'm confused here.
I thought it was true. It's not
like that, but the night we were here, Phil asked me to send it to you then.
Yeah, well, we need to talk about that because I don't think I'm going to be able to do that. I am swamped with events. So I'll help out. I just can't run it.
She's already, Beth McKinnon's with her.
Okay.
Okay,
great.
That's not an issue.
All right.
And just CC me on stuff with the info so I can, like, advertise
yes,
about
need
it.
That.
Thank you very much. All right, let me know what you find out. And I'm going to reach out to, already did, Craig, so.
Okay.
So if you want
to. Well, they're camping the weekend, too.
Well, if you want to double check with Joe and Greg Murray, thank you very much. Very exciting.
I don't know
who's going to get it, you or Drew.
Beauty.
Very pretty.
From what I can see from behind.
She did a really good job. It's adorable. I forgot.
I got all the websites at school.
Thank you. We need help.
I'll just
keep
my mouth
shut. That'd be great.
You know I'm good for this.
That'd be great. So, yeah, you can actually kind of like, I would love for you to kind of sit close to me and help with.
Yeah, we all do.
Like, if I have to be at one place at one, well, I'm going to get an agenda, and I'm going to give an agenda out to all of the council, and it'll get emailed. I'll have Sue email it to everybody included. We have to hide eggs, and so it's going to be fun. But thank you very much. Thank you. He'll be missed. Yeah. He will be missed.
I don't need this.
Steve?
Yeah.
Special election. I know.
Things I used to be able to read from.
And maybe I just noticed it.
I can't even.
They're in Ellen's car.
I just can't.
Okay. Y'all have my oil.
Right.
Whatever, doesn't matter.
This check is dated
because that is really
is the check that was presented and signed at that meeting. She signed the check and signed it at the same healthcare meeting. So obviously, they're both made out to see
you.
So obviously, it wasn't the first time.
Right. She was,
and I didn't have this copy until now, so I couldn't.
She was. Everything she does, everything has a political motivation. She's just sitting here. All I did was come off and report. She's sitting here telling me how we didn't even use some of that money to open space because it's not.
And that's fine, but.
I told her, I said, Sue, I said, look, I said, we're not going to make a decision until after we've reviewed the report.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, that's not saying that I'm not with that. What I'm just saying that we're, you know.
Twizzlers,
we were in here Saturday packing. My wife, my daughter, and I at Stacy's. We were three.